USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Capitol complex was evacuated Wednesday after what police said was a probable aircraft intrusion. As it turns out, the plane was carrying members of the United States Army Golden Knights who parachuted into Nationals Baseball Park. The planned event was never reported to Capitol Police. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to take cities, Mariupol has fallen except for one steel factory. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense minister in a televised meeting to cancel plans to storm Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol and instead block the steel plant so not even a fly can escape. Wildfires raging across the southwestern United States have burned down structures and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. At this time, 10 wildfires and a handful of controlled burns today are smoking up the skies in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
If you've been looking for a place to live, you know it's getting very expensive to be an American.
Rent prices across the U.S. climbed to record highs in March. A new report indicates that's largely because an increasing number of potential buyers are being pushed out of the market. Real estate brokerage Redfin said the median monthly asking rent increased 17% compared with a year ago. This marked the largest annual jump since February 2020, according to Redfin's data. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The NYPD is reporting an arrest has been made in the Queens Mom Slaying, where video evidence showed a man pulling a hockey bag with the deceased woman down the sidewalk last week. 44-year-old David Benola was taken into custody and charged with the murder, also criminal tampering and criminal possession of a weapon. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Now that a federal judge has lifted the mask mandate for planes and other forms of transportation, Dr. Mehmet Oz, a GOP candidate for the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania, he was on Newsmax and weighs in.
The judge said it was capricious and arbitrary that the CDC was limiting our ability to travel by mandating masks on planes, trains, and just about every other form of transport. I think the judge was correct in her decision, and I do believe for a while anyway, the CDC has been following not the science, but the political science. And that's why I suspect the DOJ said, is it really worth fighting over just another 10 days of wearing masks that don't make a difference? The CDC, by the way, at the very start of the pandemic, as I spoke about frequently, said planes were pretty safe. You know, half the air is from outside the cockpit. There's no virus at 35,000 feet. And the rest of it's through really meticulous purifying systems that I wish we had in our homes. So you're in pretty good shape on a plane. I know people have phobias about COVID, but the medical reality is we're going to have to learn to travel without masks. They don't help most people if they've already had natural immunity. They don't help people if they've been well vaccinated. Young people didn't benefit from them. So let's let America go back to reality again.
Hundreds of French university students on Thursday occupied and blocked buildings in the Sorbonne in Paris and other schools to express their displeasure over France's presidential election. In fact, they opposed both candidates, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen, saying that neither would do enough to protect the poor or the environment. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.